Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. Now, I have titled today's episode to, "Oh no, I misspelled Tane. Now what?" So many of us get into the habit, and that's what it is, that when a specific tradition comes around where it's cause for celebration, you know, we want to join in on the revelry, the celebration, the joy, all of that. And so many of us right now, and for a long time, well, we're in survival mode. You know, we're using all our energy on responsibilities, you know, dealing with the fires that we got to put out, you know, on the day to day, whether it be at work or at home. And I want you to just take a nice breath with me and give yourself compassion. I have lit a pink candle in honor of Beltane. Beltane is a celebration of light, of life, of harmony, love, and union. I've also just lit some incense. It is called Serenity, and I am sending the essence of the incense and the candle to you to help you just relax, to help you breathe and enjoy for a moment as you're listening to this broadcast, the joys that Beltane can bring us. And it doesn't matter if we celebrate exactly on the day of the event. That is just something that, you know, became tradition. And of course, depending on what path you follow, determines which traditions you follow. Many will celebrate Beltane with feasting, bonfires, candles, incense, flowers, dancing around a maypole, music, fun, and festivities. That's wonderful when you have the energy and time to do so. It's okay when you don't. Give yourself the forgiveness and compassion that we cannot always mark every single occasion the way that we would really like to do. And just take a breath and enjoy the energies that I'm sending to you that are all focused on harmony, serenity, joy, sunshine, warmth, nurturing, anything else that you need in your highest good. And just breathe, be, enjoy a moment. Just being alive, taking a moment and being like, you know what? I love myself. I love this season. And find a couple other things that you can say that you love or enjoy. Things that you would like to celebrate. This year, well, I have a fifth grader who is studying for her end of year standardized tests. Oh my gosh, I did not like math when I was a kid or in college. I'm remembering how much I don't enjoy math, helping her study. And that's okay. Our kindergartner has a ton of energy and also has homework. And we have our normal responsibilities, so we didn't get to do this yesterday, and that's okay. So many different organizations and groups celebrated last weekend. There may be more celebrations this weekend, so you have chances. In my mind, the celebration lasts for, well, as long as you want it to, really. It can last an entire week. There were festivals way back in the day that would last 1 to 3 weeks. So why limit yourself to just one day if you don't have to? We get to make the rules. It is our path, our traditions. Yes, they can be rooted in, you know, old traditions passed down from the ancestors or the grimoires and everything that we've read on what interests us, what draws us in. But we get to modify to fit our life. That is a wonderful tool that we get to use, because the more that we can fit it into our life and make it a part of who we are, the more meaning it will have for us. So just by lighting a candle and some incense and breathing and taking a few moments to enjoy, to just be, to just relax for a moment, that is also marking the occasion. That is also doing a small celebration for the season. And that is wonderful. The whole point of a lot of these different celebrations are to take a moment and just be, to just enjoy the changing of the season, honoring the changing of the season, honoring the cycles of nature, honoring our own inner cycles. So it's okay if you don't get it on the exact day. It's okay if you miss a full moon and you really like doing things on the full moon or the new moon. It's okay. You can still mark the occasion in some small way, even if it's just sending up a prayer or an intention of thanks, of gratitude, or of, you know what? I'm grateful for all I have, but I'm still manifesting that really cool dream. Y'all, guides, universe, help me make it happen. That's still marking an occasion. That's still honoring ourselves and putting our intentions out into the universe. Whatever you do that is best for you is wonderful. Accept that. Give yourself the grace and compassion to believe that and incorporate that all the time, really. We get to make the rules. We can modify them as we need to fit into our lifestyle. Because quite frankly, we already have enough on our plate. Adding even more emotional labor for complicated rituals, for stressing out about missing something that, you know, we'd really like to do. We already have enough on our plate. Why add to it? Why not relieve some of that pressure on ourselves? So making something small and intimate is just as good as the really big shows of thanks and celebration. Give yourself that compassion. Our rituals, our celebrations can be as fluid as we need them to be. Last year, my husband and I did a big old bonfire in our fire pit. The year before, we had a little emergency lantern that we utilized as a fake fire in our living room. We put on some festive music, and us and the young kids had a little dance party in the living room around our little fake fire. It was fun. My husband and I even did a little small hand fasting ceremony where our daughters actually got to tie the cord around our hands and wrist as a way of us reaffirming our union. And our daughters got to be a part of that. And it was just small. It was, I don't know, maybe about 30, 45 minutes in total. We had the freedom and the energy to be able to do that. This year, not so much. And that's okay. So fit it into your life how and when you can without adding to your stress. These are supposed to be moments of fun, of celebration. So if you don't quite have the energy for that, that's okay. Do it when you can. That's okay too. I love you, and I am still sending you the energies of, well, this entire season. And it doesn't matter when you listen to this. You can re-listen to it and get a re-infusion. Universal energies are not limited by time and space. They are not limited to just, you know, I'm recording this the day after Beltane and it's only good for that day. No, it is good anytime you listen to this. You can tap into these energies any time. You can. That is how energy healing, Reiki, and all the other different modalities work. So enjoy. Take a breath and just be. I love you. I am so very grateful for each and every one of you. I am sending you so many blessings and love. From my heart to yours, big hugs. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved.